it's a huge global problem. It's not just a problem in the sweatshops of India and factories of China. It is a problem that is all around us in our communities now. I'm a neighbourhood police officer and leading on slavery issues locally. And I'm here because it is a problem in our communities, and part of my role is understanding what that looks like in local communities and identifying it.
Who's vulnerable to becoming a modern-day slave?
Well, your initial thoughts would be around human trafficking and people being brought over from abroad, but that's not totally the case. There is a significant proportion of people that are exploited as slaves that come from this country as well. Largely, we do see particular countries where it's more prevalent than others. Some of those are Eastern European, some of those are Middle East. The demographics change due to the different types of exploitation that people suffer.
When I sort of think of slavery, it conjures up images of people being incarcerated or kept. I take it that's not kind of always the case. This might be financial or
no,
psychological.
Absolutely. One of the significant areas of slavery is debt bondage. So people that are kept to work in a particular way because of the money they owe just to get here. In other examples, it's the promise of a better life in another country, and the trafficking of the people is facilitated. And when they get here, they find that that's not the case, but that there is no way out for them. It's important to remember that at best, this is about desperate people that really want help. At worst, this is serious organised crime and a real problem.
And I guess the people who are being treated as slaves could be in serious danger in some cases.
Potentially, yeah. The threat of violence to some people is a real bar on them coming forward and identifying themselves. So aside from the issue that it is quite a hidden crime in the first place, you then have the problem that many of the victims are too afraid to come forward and talk to us once they are identified. So it becomes a real problem. Safeguarding and how we deal with the victims is therefore paramount to our approach from a policing point of view.